Luke introduces the book of Acts with these words, "The formal treaty have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began to do and to teach, until the day in which he was taken up, after that he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto his apostle, whom he has chosen." When Luke mentioned the ministry of Jesus, which he began to do and to teach, he was referring to his earlier work, the Gospel of Luke. Obviously, the work of Jesus was interrupted momentarily by death, that it might be resumed with accelerated force by the infilling of his followers of the Spirit which was upon him. The Gospel of Luke simply introduces the story of Jesus, supplying a resume of his ministry in the flesh, of his resurrection, and of his ascension. But that was not the end of the story. It is continued in the book of Acts, which might well have been titled "The Life of Jesus Christ Through the Power of the Holy Ghost." Or the title could have been "The Acts of the Holy Ghost," for it is only the Acts of the Apostles as they were agents of the Holy Spirit. Luke provides us a faint description of the last meeting of Jesus with his disciples before his ascension. The subject of their conversation was the promise of the Father. The record says, "Jesus, being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, 'You have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence.'" There were some there that were still dreaming of a literal kingdom with Christ the King and themselves as administrators, attempting to change the subject by interjecting the question, "Will you at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel?" But Jesus quietly brought them back to the pertinent issue. His answer was a gentle rebuke for their ever-ambitious hopes. Jesus said, "It is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father has put in his own power, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you." It is quite significant that the matter of the coming realization of the promise of the Father, the coming of the Holy Ghost, should have been the topic of the last meeting. It had been the subject of his last message to them before his death. He had instructed them on the same subject during the 40 days following his resurrection. Could it be possible that he had overemphasized its importance? Never. The future of the plan of redemption depended upon their being endued with power from above. Without the power of the Holy Ghost, Jesus knew the best of men would utterly fail, and his cause would go by the wayside. Jesus knew what his disciples would do without the infusion of the Holy Spirit. He'd already caught them red-handed fishing. But you never read about these apostles going fishing after they had been endued with power from above. The disciples would never forget this meeting and these words. The impact of his words would forever burn in their souls. They were well acquainted with the frailty of the human character. How they must have blushed in his presence after his resurrection because of their cowardice, their breach of loyalty, and their doubting. His message had penetrated deeply into their hearts. Never again would they question his wisdom. They were ready to stop everything, wait until they were endued with the power from on high. After his words, the Bible says a cloud received him out of their sight. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.